Now, the results are in for Market Forces annual survey, and Maggiano's was named America's favorite casual dining chain, Dallas-based Maggiano's. Of course, it's been, this is, I think, the fifth consecutive year. It's the favorite Italian category, but now they've won the whole darn thing. And walking in to take credit for it is the brand new CEO, Kelly Baldus. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be
here. So you got here in July, and you come in, and they've set the bar up like at 12 feet.
Well, the team has been working hard for a very long time, and it's great to see that how the guests feel about us.
It's an interesting concept because Maggiano's is sort of higher end, you know, than a lot of the Italian places are, and it's been around for a long time. What are you going to do with it? There aren't that many locations.
Well, we love taking care of our guests. We're focused on that every day. We set out in life to make people feel special. So that's kind of our marching orders. We have 53 locations. If you count our newest one at DFW, that's C Terminal 17. Outside of that, we have 52, and those 52 are spread over 22 states and the district.
That's enormous. And are these all company owned?
With the exception of our partnership at DFW, all company owned.
Yeah, I guess you can't own that. We'll come to think of it. But what are you going to do? So, like I said, you came in, you've done time at Cheddar's. You've been in the industry for a long time. You certainly know the industry. Are you going to grow the brand? Are you going to double in size?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would say is I'm here. I'm honored to be part of Maggiano's, and I'm here because I love the brand. So I'm motivated to be here. We're going to keep doing the things that we set out to do every day that we do well. We're going to get better. We're going to get our execution even better from where we're at today, and absolutely going to look for more places to open Maggiano's so that we can serve more guests.
It's interesting. You've been under the brand's been under the shadow of Brinker International Chili's, you know, forever. And in fact, Brinker used to own a bunch of stuff, and they sold everything except they didn't sell you. They must have been very fond of you.
Well, we've got a great partnership. We're part of Brinker and Chili's in the family, and we love where we're at.
This is a tough business. I guess it's a cyclical business. But I mean, I look at here, and people in North Texas go out to eat more than anybody else in the country, so maybe we're not fair, but golly, I see a lot of casualties in your industry.
It's highly competitive, and you can't stand still with how you take care of your people, and you can't stand still in how you take care of your guests, because those needs continue to evolve and change, you know, ongoing. So it is a challenge, and you know, to your point, it's hard. You have to be incredibly sharp with your delivery for your teammates and your guests every day. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
How do you make, you know, Phil Romano used to talk, and probably still does, talk about a restaurant having a point of difference, something that set it aside. I mean, I can go to Olive Garden tonight, or I can go to Maggiano's. What's the identifying characteristic?
Well, by the way, if you're going to go out tonight, you can't go to Olive Garden after you and I have spent time
together.
Don't worry,
today. I'm not.
Okay, so, you know, listen, Phil's comment about differentiation, it's totally true. Being in the middle of the pack or trying to represent your everything to everybody, that rarely works. What I would say is Maggiano's has a uniquely different experience. Experiencing Maggiano's, getting the feel of the restaurant, the atmosphere, all of the materials, the touch points, and then having a meal that's prepared with a team of chefs. Each restaurant has its own executive chef in-house. Each restaurant has an executive sous chef. The meals, authentic classic Italian meal is prepared there in-house.
And the portions are mammoth.
The portions are generous. It gives you something to take home and have the next day too. And then the service. Oh my God. I mean, we're one of the few restaurants that still has maitre d's in the restaurant. But again, that service is oriented around how can we make people feel special? And
yeah, it is. I mean, your point's well taken. It's a date night kind of a place rather than, you know, necessarily someplace you go to two or three times a week.
Yeah.
What did they do when they did this survey and Maggiano's came out on top? Did they give you a sense of why? I mean, what people were saying about it?
Yeah, listen, we were top of the chart for food. And the other thing that we were absolutely at the top of was value. So even being at a polished price point, you know, that's kind of a rarity where you're credited for the food, the exceptional food, highest mark, and at the same point, you get credit for the value. So, and your point about date night, it is a place where people come to share their life, to celebrate. We've done weddings in our banquet rooms.
Really?
We've done receptions. We've done graduation parties and just families gathering. It's an honor if you think about how people come in and entrust us to deliver on that great celebration. So it's pretty special.
So you're gonna put a signature dish on the menu now that you're the boss?
Well, I was thinking about this thing I've been tossing around at least for the last couple hours, and it was called the David Johnson. What was it? It was the David Johnson.
It's like a Reuben, full of ham.
I was thinking a piccata, but we can go Reuben.
I'll do it. All right. Well, look, it's going to be fun to watch you. You know, really do put your stamp on the brand and then grow this thing, and then they get spun out and get your own ticker symbol and be up there on the balcony at the New York Stock Exchange ringing the bell.
Well, you've got quite a prediction there.
Well, it's just a thought. But I mean, you're off to a good start. The Maggiano's named America's favorite casual dining chain, and the brand a relatively brand new president. Kelly Baltus is with us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.